Chapter 5. The Attack. Lady Marguerite walked slowly to the inn. She was tired, and she didn't want to speak to anyone. Fortunately, when she came into the main room, only Lord Antony, Sir Andrew, and Mr. Jellyband were still sitting there. She said good night to them and went upstairs to her room.
"Do you want anything to drink, my lords, before I go to bed?" Mr. Jellyband asked the two young Englishmen.
"A bottle of your best wine," Sir Andrew answered. "Lord Antony and I have got a lot to discuss, and the night is still young."
Mr. Jellyband brought the wine and said good night. After he left, Lord Antony took his chair nearer to Sir Andrew.
"Was the escape from France today all right?" he asked his friend quietly. "Did you have any problems?"
"No, everything was fine," Sir Andrew replied. "And the Scarlet Pimpernel was tremendous. Do you remember the Comtesse's story about the cart of vegetables? Well, the Pimpernel himself drove that cart, dressed as an old market woman."
The two young men laughed at the thought. Then they became serious again. It was time to discuss their plans.
"I've got orders from the Scarlet Pimpernel," Sir Andrew said. "He wants you to meet him in Calais on the 2nd of March to help the Comte, the Comtesse's husband, to escape. That's next Wednesday. I've got the details for you in my pocket. I also want to tell you that Armand Saint-Just has become a member of our group and is going to work with us. But the most important thing of all is this. The Scarlet Pimpernel knows that Chauvelin has come to England to try to discover his real identity. Chauvelin wants to catch him, so we must be very careful. We must not speak to each other in public. The Scarlet Pimpernel will let us know when he can meet us."
"I understand," said Lord Antony. "This is a very dangerous situation."
Then Sir Andrew took a letter from his pocket. He put it down on the table, and the two men read it slowly together. They knew the rules, memorized the letter, and then burn it. The room was quiet. They didn't see the stranger come out from under the table behind them, but they heard a small noise outside the room.
"What was that?" asked Lord Antony. He went to the door to look.
When he opened it, someone hit him between the eyes and he fell to the floor. At the same time, the stranger attacked Sir Andrew from behind. He too fell to the floor. Three more men came into the room. One of them wore a mask.
"Tie them firmly and put something over their mouths," he ordered. "I don't want them to make a noise."
The men tied Lord Antony and Sir Andrew with thick ropes. Then they took some letters from Lord Antony's and Sir Andrew's pockets and gave them to the masked man at the door with the letter from the table.
"Good," said the masked man and
started to read the letters. He was particularly happy with a letter from Armand Saint-Just.
"Aha," he said to the men. "Saint-Just is working for the other side. This letter will be useful. Now I can force Lady Marguerite to help me find the Scarlet Pimpernel."
He smiled cruelly.
"Now, what will I do with Lord Antony and Sir Andrew?" he continued. "I know. They will be my guests in the woods until I decide what to do next. Nobody will find them there. In 2 or 3 days, I'll free them."
He made a quick movement with his hand, and the men quietly carried Lord Antony and Sir Andrew out of the inn. The masked man smiled and took off his mask. It was Chauvelin. Then he too left the inn.